Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, 3K2, 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Damas y Caballeros, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I've been doing this a while. That's right, 4 decades, knocking out bums for 40 years. That's right, 40 years, knocking out all bums. Straight up, we're talking boxing here for the next hour. Of course, the Saturday show is a one-hour show, a one-hour live presentation on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and, of course, live on Twitch.tv. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, boxing tonight, but we're going to talk about the year. The total year of boxing, 2024. Was it a good year? Was it a bad year? Some people think it was a great year. Of course, those are people who made money, I guess, but a lot of people think it was a bunk year. Straight up, we'll look forward to 2025 as well. And we'll touch on the world of the UFC. Now, you know, I dog Dana White a lot, but Dana White, whether he's got Dana White privilege or not, he's getting things done. He's packing arenas every couple of weeks, every week, 15,000 people, 20,000 people. Boxing can't do that anymore because of the fact that they're not putting together the fights people want to see. I mean, these guys have been running. Gervonta Davis, considered the so-called face of boxing, if you don't consider Canelo like the guy anymore, and I don't. But the bottom line is, you know, Gervonta Davis, he hasn't fought a real world champion yet. He's had titles for like 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, but he hasn't fought a world champion yet. And the title he has, the WBA title, was handed to him. I mean, Jesus Christ, talk about getting a title via email. That's Gervonta Davis. A lot of these guys, Shakur Stevenson, another guy, so-called superstar in the world of boxing. Guess what? They're not doing nothing. What have you done for me since your last fight? Shakur Stevenson had the crowd walking out. His Newark, New Jersey arena, like people are walking out, like ninth round, they're walking out. They don't want to see it anymore. People are tired of his act. Boxing is getting boring. Boxing has become Floyd Mayweather to an extent. And of course, Floyd Mayweather, the most despised boxer probably, if not in history, the past 25 or 30 years, without a doubt. I mean, that guy, I think, ruined the game. He just did. I mean, he said it's okay to hold and clutch and fight like a girl. Sorry. I mean, fight like a sissy. And it's okay. And it's not really okay. Mayweather ruined the game. Straight up, we'll talk with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now in our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And MMA. Will Booth Dennis ever fight anybody sincere? I mean, like a real tough guy? We'll talk about that and more a little bit later. We talk welterweights about 20 minutes past the hour. Straight up, Shakur Stevenson and Floyd Schofield. Are you awake for this one? Bottom line is it going to be any type of a fight? We'll bring in Boxing's PhD right now, Socrates Palmer, and ask him, Shakur Stevenson and Floyd Schofield, should I be excited?
Only if you're related to Schofield. You know, you figure that he's going to get a nice payday. But I think he's too green, man. He's too green and just not good enough. He's going to get schooled. I can't see this fight being even competitive for a round.
Is this fight going to be such a rout that it's going to make Shakur Stevenson look like a killer?
I don't think it's going to make Shakur look like a killer because I think Shakur is what he is. I think he's going to still fight cautious. That's just his nature, defense first. I think he's just going to be too big because Schofield is stocky, but he's short. And Shakur, when he rehydrates, he looks almost like a welterweight, you know. And he is going to be too long. That jab, he's going to just dominate him. And not let Schofield catch him with anything wild, you know. I think it's going to be a really long night for Schofield.
So are you predicting that people will be walking out of the arena as early as the 9th and 10th round?
If they're not asleep by the 7th, yeah.
doesn't Shakur Stevenson get it? I mean, what part of this doesn't he get that people are turned off by his style? Or does he care? Doesn't he care?
I think you stole the words right out of my mouth. I think he just doesn't care. I think a win is a win. He is. Who are his, you know, mentors? You know, Andre Ward, Floyd Mayweather. They always kind of value safety first. Although Andre had a mean streak, and obviously his greatest win was a stoppage against Kovalev. We've seen Shakur dig down. I mean, the performance that he had against Oscar Valdez, he dominated. But I thought he could have stopped Oscar Valdez if he would have pressed the action. But, you know, if the guy is not going to get touched for 12 rounds, that's how he fights. I can't knock him, but don't expect, you know, for him to be a big marquee star in the sport.
Artur Beterbiev, 21-0, 20 KOs. Of course, he world light heavyweight champion as we speak, as I said, undefeated. Dmitry Bivol, 23-1. They're going to do it again, of course, in February 22nd of next year, 2025. Looks like the the Saudi Arabian Sheikh has put together a card over there. Do I want to see this? If I'm the average boxing fan, that's an American boxing fan. Do I want to see this again?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it was a good fight. You throw in the fact that some people feel Bivol did enough to win, you know, and it was the classic contrast in styles. Bivol, the classic boxer, Beterbiev, the heavy-handed stalker. I thought Beterbiev won the first fight, but if you make an argument that Bivol won, I'm not going to argue with you too much. My only thing is, it's not an immediate rematch. Apparently, you know, there may be a tune-up fight in between. I hope not. Did they announce a date for that?
Looks like February the 22nd, according to BoxRec.
Okay. I stand corrected. Right. Okay, so it's going to be an immediate rematch. So that's good, because they were talking about in October, you know, like, so which I thought was ridiculous. So immediate rematch is good. Both guys are old, too. So their options are limited, you know.
Good point. Both guys are old. All right. What about the fights of the? What are the fights that boxing fans want to see right now in 2025 as we approach the new year? What are the fights people want to see? Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia again?
I think that sells. I think that sells.
Devin, hey, in case you didn't know, Devin Haney's undefeated.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. he's undefeated on paper, but it's going to take a long, long brainwashing to erase that butt whipping that he took in the minds of many people. But they're going to spin it. Hey, you know, Ryan was juiced up, so he cheated. He didn't make the weight. So they can always fall back on that, you know. And if Devin Haney has a smart PR team around him, that's exactly how they would
He doesn't
that,
have a know? PR team. He has his father. Unless his father's Puerto Rican, that's not a PR team.
that's a good one. Yeah, you know, he's going to have to come back and come back impressively. Now, what you wonder is how much that beating took out of him. You know, he was never a huge puncher to begin with, never a guy that really took risks. And his chin, which most people thought was a little questionable, really got, you know, exposed against Ryan Garcia. So how does Devin Haney come back? You know, the proof is going to be in the pudding, you know, but he's going to have to come back impressive to get people thinking about him being an elite fighter again.
I'm still wondering about that oil on his body there at that Diddy party. You know, the oil with the baby oil supposedly is crossed with GHB, and the GHB, you don't know, when you take the GHB, you have no idea what happened the night before the next day.
Yeah, similar to like when he bought Ryan Garcia, right? I think his brain was a little rattled, too.
You know, Ryan Garcia, to say he's psychologically unbalanced, is that an understatement, or is he putting on a big con?
I think might be a little bit of both. I think I don't think he's playing with a full deck 100%. He's also, you know, had dabbled in drugs, so that also can't leave you 100%.
Cocaine's a hell. You know, cocaine is a hell of a drug, especially in 2024. You know why?
Why?
Because cocaine is made with benzene. Benzene is a cancer-causing petroleum product. Back in my days, cocaine was made, not that I did cocaine, but cocaine was made of ether. Ether was the base. And once Reagan and those guys outlawed ether, the Colombians decided to come up with an alternative. They came up with a cancer-causing product in benzene. So that's what... that's why when I see people snorting cocaine, like in clubs and this and that, and in the bathroom and this and that, I say, smell like gasoline? And they go, yeah, yeah. I say, yeah, that's the opinion. That's a cancer-causing product. Yeah.
You know, those are braver people than me. I mean, I could never.
How could they? Here's what's up. Well, especially in the fentanyl world, somebody said to me, you know, anyway, they were selling marijuana that was sprayed with THC powder and makes it look white, okay? So how can you tell if that from being fentanyl and this kind of good stuff? And I said to these people, you know, you're messing with stuff, and you can mess with people's minds, because people here in California, bro, they're being given, they think they're buying Percocets or something like that. They're taking these fentanyl tablets, and they're dying right then and there.
That's, wow. I mean, it's Russian roulette.
Yeah, I mean, how can you buy, but buying drugs off the street, That's what absolutely blows my mind. To try to, you know, you really can trust this guy? Come on, seriously. Anyway, that's the ex-cop in me. Of course, I spent a few years with the SFPD here and spent some time in narcotics. And the time that I spent in narcotics, I will say this. Heroin is not a victimless crime. And, you know, now heroin is all over the United States and all fentanyl, call it for what it is, heroin. Anyway, it's all over the country. People are hooked on it. They're laying in the streets. There's thousands of people laying in the streets here in San Francisco, thousands in Oakland, probably thousands in New York as well. Bottom line is we need to make, and people are getting upset at me for saying this, but we need to make heroin a crime. Heroin needs to be a crime. And people say you can't lock everybody up. Then you give them the option. Either you go to jail or you go to rehab, one or the other, because we got to clean the streets up, man. We can't keep going in the direction it's going. And you should see my city. It's falling apart.
Philadelphia also is zombie land. There's an area in Manhattan and Harlem that it looks like the show, The Walking Dead. You know,
and they're all, here's what's up. They're all bent over, and a lot of them are bent over in these unusual positions. I mean, they're like bent over, it's weird. I mean, you've never seen anything like this, and they explained it in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago. It's one of the side effects of the drug, and this, and of course, fentanyl. But fentanyl is just wiping out a good portion of America. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't kill fast enough. It just doesn't. I mean, people drag out for years. You should see. I mean, I see people every day, bro. I drive down the street, and of course, I support the homeless here in San Francisco. We're getting off on another tangent here, but I support the homeless. There's a couple of guys that I feed weekly, 4 or 5 times a week, and this kind of stuff. And I try to give here and there to the homeless. But the bottom line is, you've got to separate the homeless from the criminals, and the homeless, the criminals, and the poor people. There's three. Groups here, and in order to help the other two groups, you got to get the criminals out of it, and that means making heroin a crime again. You can't give them a pass for heroin. Sorry. Anyway, let's go back to boxing. How did I get off on that tangent? That's the ex-cop in me. Straight up, Inouye looks like he's going to fight again in December. He's fighting Christmas Eve. Is he going to pull one of those 2 o'clock in the morning jobs here in the United States again, or what?
Seems that way. But if anyone is worth setting your alarm clock for, it's him. You know, here in the East Coast, I think you guys would probably be like 2 or 3 in the morning. He normally comes on about 6:37 over here. He's the best in the world. You know, credit to him being active, right? He's not one of these guys that's like Haley's Comet fighting every 2 years. He's fighting 4 times a year, man. And in 2024, 25, that's unheard of, you know, especially for a fight of his caliber. He's got the fan base in Japan, and the guy's a star, you know, whether it's at 6 in the morning or 7 at night, the guy's the best, you know,
The fight we want to see is him and Nakatani. Speaking of Nakatani, he lost his manager this week. May he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Get 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday, December 7, 2024. Socrates has lost somebody close to him. Soc, let's talk about it.
Rest in peace. Hector Rivera passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday. He survived by three children and a wife. I was in a meeting with him in Manhattan at about 3 p.m. I get a phone call about 2 hours later that he collapsed in his office and never regained consciousness. So,
words can never suffice when it comes to death. There's this absolute, you can say, that can suffice. You just can't. I mean, it's, and as you get older, you come in contact with that more and more often. And then, of course, one day it's your calling. So straight up, it's something we all deal with in the end. We want to wish your friend and his family the very best. Now, back to boxing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Battle of two has-beens tonight. Rafael Navarrete, of course, and Rafael Navarrete, Emmanuel Navarrete, and Oscar Valdez. Of course, Oscar Valdez, a Mexican Olympian at one point in time. I mean, I thought he was the second coming at 122 pounds, but he sort of gained a little bit of weight. Now he's fighting back at 130. What do you think Oscar Valdez's premier weight was, 122? And Oscar Emmanuel Navarrete, was his premier weight 122 as well?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that because his best win was when he beat Burchelt. And Burchelt at the time was considered the boogeyman of the division, and he smoked him.
Ooh, that was scary.
He smoked him. He outboxed him and eventually knocked him out. And I thought Valdez looked every bit of a pound-for-pound guy, but that was just his plateau. You know, after that, he didn't look great against Consencio, missed weight, allegations of PEDs, you know, so... His career really took a U-turn after that career-defining win against Burchelt.
Okay.
He's
breaking up, man. Maybe we should call him back. But what? Let's call him back on the phone. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're trying to do things 21st century around here, and that is with the Skype. We're trying to do the Skype audio, and of course, the Skype audio is not working. The manager, I can't remember the guy's name now, but I met him once when we were in Tokyo, like in 2003, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is the manager of both Junto Nakatani and his brother, Have both he died this week. Of course, it was unexpected, but he's like a Japanese icon. We wish the family the very best. David Benavidez talking a lot of smack about, you know, David Morrell. Of course, they're hooking it up February the 1st. Of course, that'll be live on pay-per-view, and that's a fight worth buying. I mean, that is 29-0, 24 knockouts. Of course, Morrell 11-0 with 9 knockouts. Morrell, of course, the beast of the 168-pound division, or was it Benavidez, the beast of the 168-pound division? We'll never know, but they are hooking it up at 175 pounds. That's going down February the 1st at the T-Mobile Arena, I believe, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, back to Socrates Palmer on the phone line. Sock, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bottom line is, boxing in 2025, it really is going to, I think it needs Morrell and David Benavidez to really be like a Hagler-Hearns type of fight. In other words, we need a fight to capture boxing fans again. Because obviously, Mike Tyson didn't do it a couple weeks ago with Peter. Who did he fight again? Peter Griffin? No, Jake Paul.
Yeah, look, we have to separate and make a clear line of distinction between the novelty and entertainment spinoff of boxing, because that's what basically it is. It's a spinoff. You know, it's like all these great sitcoms in the past. They have spinoffs, right? Maud came from All in the Family. So it's like that. That's what the Jake Paul universe is, you know, and a 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
But the bottom line is, mm-hmm, 70 million people watched him fight or something like that, okay? And when you look at, like, if Canelo was the king of boxing, what did he get, like 4 or 5 million people watch a fight? Bottom line is, this guy's got, he's got the audience.
He does. He does. And I'm not hating, because I like sports entertainment. You know, I'm a big pro wrestling fan. So that's what I look at Jake Paul as, you know, just entertainment. If he was, you know,
Jake Paul's undercards are really good, though. You got to give him props on that one, and he pays people.
Yes, that is true. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor stole the show. A lot of eyeballs on that fight. And
how about the skull? I thought I could see the skull through that cut there of Amanda Serrano, and yet the referee, John Shirley, formerly of Northern California and a Golden Glove buddy of mine back in the day, he performed incredibly inept, if not corrupt, one or the other. I couldn't believe it when he went to the corner, and I may be repeating myself, but I've never had a referee tell a fighter, stop butting, you're better than that. What kind of crap is that, man? Sort of like patting it broad on the back.
Yeah, he had definitely an off night.
You're only as good as your last performance. Ask your wife.
That is very true. That's right. I always try to, you know.
Do you like the way I snuck that one in there, Sock?
You did. That was all right.
Back to Navarrete and Valdez now. Of course, I think that they were both the best at 122, but you say the guy pulled off a hell of a win. Listen, at 130 pounds, Navarrete's got a win. He's in a must win fight. Valdez, he's already lost to him once. I mean, why would they go around? Why would they go a second round? Wasn't the first fight a rout?
I thought so. Look, it's geographically in a great spot in Phoenix, Arizona. They're going to do a good crowd, you know, one Mexican-American, one Mexican. So the crowd will be good. Top rank, I guess they figured this is the best option for both fighters. Navarrete probably still has a little bit more to give the sport. So I can see Navarrete steamrolling him again. One last payday for Valdez, and he probably goes off into the sunset. The undercard, you actually have a pretty good one, a rematch. Rubesi, the Cuban fighter, was upset by the Mexican fellow, whose name escapes me, of course.
Yeah.
That should be something to look forward to.
Time out. I just got a shot here. Newsflash coming across the wires here. Jaron Ennis, of course, the welterweight sensation out of Philadelphia, he's going to fight Karen a third time.
No.
That's what it says here. He's going to fight him a third time. No. Of course, they fought the first two times. The first time was like a 120-108 fight. This one was 119-107, according to a couple of scorecards. Bottom line is, Karen was a little bit more competitive here. When is Boots Ennis going to get off the pot and fight somebody?
Well, he was given an opportunity, allegedly, and he turned it down against Virgil Ortiz. You know, so Jaron Ennis' stock is really taking a hit. You know, I mean, post-fight, you know, he says that making 147 is difficult. the Ortiz people offered the fight, and he turned it down, you know, at 54. So Jaron Ennis is going to have to show and prove. I think he might be a little overrated, but he's in a division that's not great. So he could wind up unifying if he's got the discipline to stay at 47. But the jury's still out, and Karen really gave him all he could handle the other day.
Yeah, well, you know, he fought Karen in 2023, then he fought Roman Villa, then he fought David Avezon, who was 30-4, then he fought Karen again. Bottom line is, he hasn't... Boots, how does he pull this crap off? The fact he draws in St. Louis or something, or what? Or is it Eddie Hearn?
Yeah. Well, he's only had two fights with Eddie Hearn, and, you know, they're trying to build a nice fan base for him locally, and I get it. I don't know if that's going to transition as a national star. But like I said, he's in the weight class that there's really no killers. I mean, Brian Norman is okay. Stantonius is decent, but there's no one else really at welterweight. Terence Crawford is gone. So the division is there, is ripe for the pickings. So it's up to Ennis to show that he's the real deal and not just a hype job.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palm. Of course, he is the main guy as far as guests are concerned, is the my co-host as far as the Saturday show is concerned. Of course, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Force Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is, of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Sock, I want to wish you the best. You have a great week. How's the kids? How's the family?
The family's doing good. Sebastian's good, growing and, you know, being a terror, which is always good. And
So he's in preschool now?
He's in preschool, yeah.
Well,
he's got
cool.
His Christmas show next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, that's great, man. You're a wonderful father and a good example for fathers in general, let alone fathers of color.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You have a great day.
I had a good example.
You hug your dad. Hug the wife and the kids, man. We'll talk soon. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Getting out of here, 36 and a half minutes past the hour. Let's take a break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you, too, can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, I'm looking at the news here, and this health executive got whacked, and wow, man, guy made $11 million last year, $11 million, couldn't take it with him. Of course, that's the way it is. You can't take the money with you. But the bottom line is that big health company, United Healthcare, whatever it was, they made $562 billion in profit last year. Wait, let me think about that. That $1,000 million is a billion, and they made $562 billion last year. I mean, they made money denying people's claims. Everyone... I take it back. For every three claims that were filed against this company, they denied one. So think about that. If you're sick and you got to go to war with this company, they're denying your claims. So the bottom line is, of course, their CEO got whacked this week. And, of course, we feel for his family, this and that. We don't feel for corporate America. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Well, that's the best way I can put it. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, UFC 310, of course, starting a little bit later. Of course, the couple of good fights on the top of the card. December 7th, 1956, Mike McCallum, of course, the body snatcher. What can you say about Mike McCallum well, you can say that he's probably the best fighter people don't talk about. I mean, I think he was 49-5, and he was never stopped. Of course, 36 KOs, and none of the four kings would fight him. I mean, Roberto Duran, Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, they couldn't figure Mike McCallum. They didn't want to hear the name Mike McCallum. Mike McCallum was so bad that he had to move up in weight. But the bottom line is, remember his zenith, I thought, was at 154, and it was in June of, I think, 1987 or something like that, the summer of 1987, maybe it was July, but the entire family was in Las Vegas for him and Donald Curry, and he was a 3-1 underdog to Donald Curry. And my stepfather, may he rest in peace, Michael Ramirez, grandpa, he's the cheapest guy on the planet outside of a couple of friends of mine now, but I mean, he's cheap. My stepfather was cheap. He didn't want to bet on nothing but the sun coming up tomorrow morning. That was it. I mean, that was the only sure thing he would bet on. So I convinced him to bet $500 on Mike McCallum, who was a 3-1 underdog. I mean, you don't know how hard that was, folks, to convince a cheapskate to bet $300 on a 3-1 underdog. So I convinced him to bet the money. And of course, and Mike McCallum won, I think it was like a 7th-round knockout or a 4th-round knockout, a big one-punch knockout with a left hook. And of course, that anything. And Pop, Grandpa was strutting the stuff afterwards. But the bottom line is, Mike McCallum, wow, what can I say about Mike McCallum that people in boxing appreciate his skills. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he lost his last couple of fights to James Toney and Roy Jones, both 12-round decisions. But at that point in time, he was done. I mean, he just was done. And, of course, he lost to Fabrizio Tizio. That was at 175. He was never a 175-pound fighter. He was a 154-pounder at the very best as far as his peak was concerned, maybe 160. But at the end of the day, Mike McCallum never got the props that he should have got props. Now, WBA President Gilberto Mendoza, the WBA, the world of bunko and anarchy, that's what we call him around here, said he's open to the idea of Jake Paul racing Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for a world championship. Say what? You got Chavez Jr.? Can you get him away from his coke? Can you get him off a coke bench? And would you like rescue him off a coke bench or something like that? Do you put him in rehab before you sign him up? And why should he be fighting for a world championship? But come on, man. In fact, Gilberto Mendoza is the president, as I said, the WBA. They're based down there in Venezuela. Usually they cater to South American fighters, not Mexican fighters. Of course, the Mexican fighters, of course, they go with the WBC or the world of bunko and chicanery. In fact, you know, I was thrown off WBC TV about in June because of the fact I said that they were crooks. And they employ crooked business techniques. They call them rules, but they're crooked. I mean, come on, man. How can a guy be number one? The rules are, if you're the number one contender, you fight for the title, okay? That's just the way it is, okay? You get a number. If you're the champion, you got to fight the number one contender at least once a year. Canelo hasn't fought the number one contender in 4 years. It's not a travesty. It's a joke. It's just a joke. And now Canelo said this week, said, I almost died. I was rolled off the, listen. I was sitting in a chair, and I almost rolled off the chair in laughter when he said, "You will cry when I retire." So who wrote this? And then I saw a picture of Canelo next to it. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to cry. I'm crying over the fact that you're fighting bums and punks now. Talking about fighting Conor Benn, a smaller guy in Conor Benn, going to take him on in Wembley Stadium. You can draw 90,000 people over there. Look, the bottom line is, you know, your act is getting old, you know, and you're on, like Gervonta Davis said about a year and a half ago, you're on the way out the door. You are out the door. You don't want to fight Benavidez, Morel, guys like that. Straight up, you want to fight guys like Conor Benn. Shows you what the Mexican superstar. He's not really a Mexican superstar. He's a Mexican fraud right now. Straight up, Frank 1961 says, I miss the old days when American fighters dominated. Personally, not even Inouye excites me. Well, Inouye excites me to an extent, but I think there's got to be some, and here we go, there's got to be some, they've got to be, I don't know, maybe it's the English. But then again, we love Mexican fighters. So I don't know what it is. Why is it that we seem to be biased against fighters from Russia? And me personally, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm admitting to this, but why am I biased against? Because I don't want to see Beterbiev and Bivol do it again. I just don't. I'd rather see him fight somebody else worthy. I mean, I didn't think the first fight was, I mean, everybody said, ooh, it was a great fight. Could have went either way. I don't know. I wasn't a big, I wasn't sitting there going, you know what, I got to see this fight again. I want to see it again. I don't know if I want to see it again. So bottom line is they're going to do it again in February, and it's set for February the 22nd. I wish them the very best of luck there, but I do not want to see it. I'm hearing some weird noises here in the studio. The average white man. That's going to be the new theme music, I think, here for Ring Talk Live, where Tower Power is out the door. And the reason why I say that is, of course, the godfather of the average white band, my buddy Alan Gorey. They retired a couple weeks ago, and I was at one of their final performances. I got to MC the band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yoshi's, the average white band, live from Glasgow, Scotland. Of course, via a whole lot of other places. Of course, Brent Carter being the lead singer now, or the retiring lead singer. But the band is retired. Brent's not retiring. Brent's going to put together a band. I think it's going to be, he's trying to figure out what he's going to call it, Person to Person, something like that. Of course, that's one of the AWB songs, but it's going to be a combination of AWB and Tower of Power. Of course, he was the lead singer for both bands. He's looking to continue that as some type of cover band. But the bottom line is we want to wish Alan Gorey the very best. Listen, he treated me like for years. And I keep saying this, folks, but when you see somebody for possibly the last time in your life, you don't know how to. It's just a little awkward. It just is. Because, you know, every time I saw Alan for the last 25 or 30 years, I'll see you next time. And usually next time meant in 6 months or a year or something like that, he'd be by, you know, with the average white band, whether he was playing Yoshi's or the old Waldorf or Kimball's over there in Emeryville or, you know, I mean, Winterland, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the average white band was a staple locally at least once or twice a year. Now, of course, they're retired, and he's going to turn 81 years old next year, so I want to wish him the very best. I'm talking about the lead singer and, of course, the man. I'm talking about Alan Gorey. May they have a nice retirement. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's go back. December 7th, 1989, of course. Ray Leonard going to defend the, take that back, Roberto Duran had a title. It was Ray Leonard. Anyway, bottom line is they were supposed to hook it up a couple of years earlier. They didn't. Of course, their first fight was in June of 1980, June 20th, 1980. The second fight, November the 25th, 1980. Of course, the No Mas fight, or the alleged No Mas fight. But this was the third fight, December 7th, 1989. Sugar Ray Leonard, of course, this was with Roberto Duran. Outdoors at the Mirage Hotel, it was 39 degrees. I'm not BSing you. It was 39 degrees when these guys stepped in the ring. I mean, I was freezing. I couldn't wait for the fight to get over. And the fight went a lousy 12 rounds. I'll never forget Angelo Dundee's brother. Of course, the great trainer, Angelo Dundee. He trained the aforementioned Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, and go on and on. Bottom line is, his brother, Chris Dundee, was a promoter from Miami. And Chris told me he bet all kinds of money on Durant. And I knew Duran didn't have a prayer, let alone a chance in this fight, okay? He was fat. He was out of shape. He was slow. I mean, Duran just made the weight for this. I think it was 168 pounds. He barely made the weight, and that was it. So straight up, at the end of the day, I got to tell you, Duran was in no condition to be fighting at night. And Ray Leonard just, like, you know, like, did an exhibition for 12 rounds. At the end of the night, Ray won almost every round going away. But that was Steve Wynn's foray into the world of entertainment. And what I mean by that is, of course, he had just opened the Mirage Hotel that weekend. The Mirage Hotel just closed this past summer. But the bottom line is, it opened that weekend in 1989, of course, and they wanted to hold a big event, so they held this fight outdoors December 7th, 1989, and it was freezing. It was absolutely freezing. I said 37, 39 degrees ringside. Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, it was a big mistake. They both made money. But, you know, at the end of the day, Steve Wynn, of course, he's disgraced now, former owner of the the Mirage Hotel. Of course, a disgrace owner. Of course, he's been caught up with all kinds of sex scandals, that kind of good stuff. And of course, he was a guy that, when I met him, he didn't see too well. And Bob Halloran, of course, that was Muhammad Ali's right-hand man down there as far as TV was concerned, back in Miami, Florida. Of course, when he was working for ABC TV down there, was Bob Halloran. Bob Halloran was Steve Wynn's right hand in the world of boxing. And you know, he kept telling he would guide Steve Wynn around, and I didn't know why he was guiding around. But Steve Wynn was blind. He was essentially, he eventually is blind, but I'm saying he was blind at that point in time, and I had no idea he pulled off a good front. But at the end of the day, boxing burned Steve Wynn. How did it burn him? Of course, he'd invested like $24 million in Buster Douglas alone for Buster Douglas defending the World Heavyweight Championship he won from Mike Tyson in the meltdown in Tokyo, February 11th, 1990. Of course, when, you know, Mike got smoked over there, no doubt about it, Buster deserved to win. He won going away. People say, oh, Mike Tyson knocked him down in that one round for longer than a 10 count. Listen, you want to start counting 10s in this set, you don't count by 10 seconds. It's a 10 count, and I think that Buster Douglas made the count, and whether Mike Tyson wants to admit it or not, Mike Tyson got lit up that night because there was absolutely no doubt about it. But Mike Tyson, of course, as he's in the news, and they're talking about the fact he made $20 million a couple weeks ago, more power to him, but I never want to see Mike Tyson again. Of course, I think Peter Griffin had the best, you know, you've had better fights on the toilet after a visit to Taco Bell. You just have. I mean, then him and Jake Paul, and now Jake Paul, as I said, Gilberto Mendoza wants to move him and Jake Paul, and Julio Cesar Chavez for a world championship. Wasn't the WBC part of that as well? They tried to put in Jake Paul. They talked about ranking Jake Paul or giving him some type of special title or something like that a couple of months ago. Look, at the end of the day, I don't know how to accept Jake Paul because I'm a boxing fan. I'm an old school boxing fan. I'm an old school boxer per se, okay? I've been doing this a while, so I have a hard time just adjusting to this Jake Paul type world where the so-called face of boxing, if you want to call him the face of boxing, and if the guy drew 70 million people, he's the face of boxing if he drew 70 million people, huh? I mean, no? You don't think so? Okay, Daniel says no. But the bottom line is 70 million people, the most Canelo can draw is 4 million. And he was drawing, he was the top draw in boxing. If he's drawing 4 million, the other guy's drawing 70 million, yeah, I think he is the face of boxing. I just said boxing's got a horribly ugly face at this point in time as we enter 2025, no doubt about that. Now, as far as the fights of the year is concerned, we'll talk about that tomorrow with Barry on Boxing. That's right, my British royalty will be in the studio tomorrow. Barry on Boxing will be here, of course, for the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. There's 2 hours, of course. And we'll bring in the Shot Caller as well. Talk about Tommy D will be here on Sunday as well. But the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, I guess all the conspiracy theories keep going and going and going. And, of course, they keep running and running. But, you know, the big conspiracy theory, of course, this week is that CEO guy, of course, the health CEO there in New York was whacked by a patient or all this kind of good stuff or a disgruntled patient or something like that. Listen, man, if you turn down a third of all the medical claims you're going to take, you're probably going to get a few people that are upset. There's no doubt about that. Think about that. If your mother was sick and they said no to some life-saving medication and that kind of good stuff, and yes, they are doing that to routine exams. They say no to routine exams. They want you to appeal it and all that kind of good stuff. Most people don't have the gumption. They're sick. They don't want to appeal things like that, but the United Healthcare did that to them, and the bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody's crying for them. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sound of Alan Gore and the Average White Band, of course, experimenting with some new music as I speak. Of course, it is actually new music. It's back in the day, but the bottom line is AWB Me go back a long ways, and of course, they are the Average White Band. If ever there was a name that wasn't appropriate, is the Average White Band. It should be called the exceptional Above Average White Band, no doubt about that. Speak in a special, an exceptional night of boxing. And of course, Rafael Espinoza and Robert C. Ramirez, of course, they're going to hook it up, I believe, at 126 pounds. And Yamato Navarrete and Oscar Valdez going 130 pounds. That'll be on ESPN. Of course, fights on DAZN today as well. And I can't believe they're still digging this guy up. Muhammad Char, wasn't he Don King Schlepp or heavyweight title holder or some kind of stuff? He's 34-4. I don't know what the guy is, but at one point in time, he was considered the world heavyweight champion. I kid you not. Well, according to the WBA, and of course, the WBA, the world of bunko and anarchy, that's the same group I just talked about that's willing to sanction Julio Cesar Chavez, who hasn't won a fight since Daniel, like, was a kid. And he's hooked on coke as well, has a coke problem. And then, of course, Jake Paul. Jake Paul for a world championship? Come on, give me a break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. And as I said, Kubrat Pulov is going to take on Muhammad Char. But Muhammad Char was Don King's last foray into the world of the heavyweight division. Speaking of Don King, I saw an interview with him this week, and the guy looked pretty good. There's no doubt about it. Let's roll that music. That guy looked pretty good, no doubt about that, as far as his demeanor is concerned. He seemed to be responsive. Of course, it wasn't detailed answers as far as he was giving, but the bottom line is Don King looked like he was awake for the first time in a couple of years. Of course, Don King, the wire-haired wonder, 93 years old. Some people say that evil doesn't die. Well, if that's the case and you think Don King was evil, maybe you're right. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So who's winning tonight? Looks like Valdez probably going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. That's just the way it is. I mean, I think he's in a position to be the opponent. I think Emmanuel Navarrete has got a little bit more left in the tank. And the fact that I think that Navarrete is going to be the bigger, taller fighter. He's already beat him once. You don't have to beat him twice. You already beat him once. So the bottom line is that's the way that's going to go down. As far as tomorrow's concerned, Barry on Boxing will be here. If the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, is feeling good, we'll bring in Larry for a segment. Of course, Larry's retired now, and he's 93 years old. Take that back. He's going to be 93 years old February the 11th, 2024. He was born in 1931. Larry Merchant, born in 1931. Think about that. The guy's been around a while, huh? Straight up. Him and Don King. Don King's 93 years old. Bob Arum's like 92 years old as well. So all these guys that were like involved in boxing, living a long time. What is the secret to living a long time? According to Bob Arum, is smoking weed. I kid you not. That's what Arum keeps saying. He goes, I don't drink. And remember, he cornered me one time when I was a kid. When I say I was a kid, I was like 29 or 30 years old. He said to me, kid, you do blow? No. He goes, good, because the rest of these guys do blow. Look at them. They drink, they do blow. Look at them. As long as you smoke weed, you'll be okay. So that was Bob Arum. And Don King, of course, his introduction to me and Don King was that he would drink whiskey like 24 hours a day. I mean, I put him to bed like at 2:30 in the morning after doing these radio broadcasts in Poland and things like that. I put him in bed at 2:30 in the morning. 6:30 in the morning, he's up calling me again on the phone. Hey, Pedro, ready to go? You got to be kidding me. Bottom line is, he could drink whiskey 24/7 and still operate with 2 hours of sleep. That is the wire-haired wonder, 93 years old himself, Don King. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tomorrow, we'll bring in, of course, Barry Unboxing and Tommy D, the shot caller, and said the retired HBO Godfather. For today's show, I want to thank my producer. He puts up with me. I'm talking about the great Daniel August. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, a production of the Sports Byline Network.
Hollywood, 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 will never be my style.